Our scripture comes from Matthew chapter 3, beginning at verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." And then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love, and with him I am well pleased." So why was Jesus baptized? For that matter, why are we baptized? Most of us who grew up Methodists were baptized as infants. And unlike our Baptist brothers and sisters, our baptism came at a time when we understood nothing. A time when we couldn't have committed any sin. A time that we had nothing to give. We could only receive. So why were we baptized? Why was Christ baptized? Our Christian faith tells us that Jesus was and is the Son of God and that he lived a life without sin. We have an advantage over the time that Jesus was there at the Jordan. We know the rest of the story. But at that time of Christ's baptism, that luxury was not available. Few people knew who Jesus really was. Oh, he's the carpenter's son, isn't he? No. No, it's time for the truth to be known. This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Aha! The secret's out. This is God's Son. Now, baptism was called for by John the Baptist, and he spent his time calling people to the confession and repentance of sins. John was a wild and woolly evangelist who continually stoked the fires of damnation in the absence of repentance. And this is why John was so surprised when Jesus came to him, asking him to baptize Jesus. John's thinking, along with the rest of us, what sin are you guilty of? What sins could you be confessing? And this is why John hesitates and says, No, I need to be baptizing you, Lord. But Jesus responded, "It is proper for us in this way to fulfill this righteousness." Well, unlike the other Jews who had come to the Jordan to be baptized by John for their own sins, Jesus comes to be baptized for the sins of the whole world. Jesus is baptized in view of his death, which effects forgiveness of sins for all people. For this reason, Jesus must unite himself in solidarity with his whole people and go down himself to the Jordan that all righteousness might be fulfilled. Matthew's gospel begins with the genealogy of Jesus. He tells us his birth, his flight to Egypt to escape the wrath of Herod, and then his return when Herod died. He then fasts forward over 25 years. To the ministry of John the Baptist and Jesus' request for baptism. No information about his life as a young boy or even as a young man. Jesus, as he comes to the Jordan for baptism, is about 30 years old, and he requests baptism. Why? Why now? What brought Jesus to the point that he sought out his cousin John and requested that he be baptized? Why did Jesus need to be baptized, particularly in John's baptism, one of forgiveness of sins and repentance? For 30 years, Jesus has been in Nazareth, faithfully performing the duties of the home and of the carpenter shop. All the time, he knew that a world was waiting for him, though. All the time, he grew increasingly conscious of his task that waited for him. The success of any undertaking is determined by the wisdom with which the moment to begin that task is chosen. Jesus waited for the hour to strike, for the moment to embark. And when John emerged, Jesus knew that the time had arrived. We've heard it said that timing is everything. And the time was now for Jesus to come forth for the task that awaited him. Now, the same can be said for us who have been baptized. The time has now come forth for us to accept the task that awaits us. Somebody out there is going to be a fourth grade Sunday school teacher next month. Surely our own baptism, we did not know of the task that was ahead of us, the task of serving God. We may or may not know exactly what the task is even now. But that's the beauty of being part of a faith community. That's the beauty of coming to this place, being a part of this fellowship. It isn't proclamation of having all the answers or a statement that one's life is completely together. Coming to this place and being part of the fellowship indicates a desire to join the fellow believers in determining the task to which we've been called. But Jesus knew the task that he had been called to. His task was to show the unyielding love of God, personified in his life and ministry, and exemplified through his sacrificial death on the cross. His baptism pointed forward to the end, to the climax of his life on the cross. In his baptism at the Jordan, Jesus received a commission, a charge to begin his ministry. Just over 30 years old, when his moment arrived, he stepped forward. Our challenge is to recognize the moment which God calls us forward. And once we step forth, to seek out and fulfill the task to which we've been called. So why was Jesus baptized? Jesus was baptized to show us that God calls each one of us forth. He was baptized to show that a task lies in front of each one of us. He was baptized to show that there comes a moment when we each one have to step forth to accept the task to which we've been called. But we need to remember that there is more than that singular moment of being called forth in baptism. If we ever quit asking, to what task have I, a follower of Jesus, a disciple of the Lord, a Christian, what task have I been called for? Then we've quit stepping out, and when we quit stepping out, we're separating ourselves from God. As individuals and as a church, the Christian journey is recognizing those moments and exercising the opportunity to step forth and to serve. What if Noah hadn't stepped forth and built the ark? What if Abraham hadn't stepped forth and left his homeland to become the father of the many nations? What if Samuel hadn't stepped forth in the middle of the night and said, "Here I am, Lord"? What if David hadn't stepped forth with a sling and five stones? What if somebody sitting out there today doesn't step forth to teach the Sunday school class for those fourth graders? The journey of faith is full of moments in time where we are called to step forth as individuals. The journey of faith is full of moments in time where we are called to step forth as the body of Christ. Our church is in the midst of one of these times. We have been called forth to step out of our comfort zone and find new ways to serve the Lord right here in our community and in our county. The moment is coming where we will be called forth in commitment to the expansion of our ministries right here, as well as around the world. So why was Jesus baptized? He was baptized so that we could see that timing is everything. He was baptized so that we could understand that God places a task in front of each of us. He was baptized so that we would be willing to step forth at the moment to accept the calling that God has placed in front of us and on our lives. So be alert. Be looking for the opportunity to serve the Lord. In that moment when Jesus stepped forth, the heavens were opened to him. The Spirit of God descended upon him like a dove, and he heard the voice of his heavenly Father saying, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." You know, I believe that the same thing happens when we step forth. I believe that the heavens open up and God looks down at us and says, "These are my children with whom I am well pleased." Isn't that awesome? Isn't it incredible that God is that concerned? Isn't it incredible that God is that interested in each one of us? Isn't it incredible that God holds that type of love? Far too often we hold a view that God is far away, uninvolved, judgmental. But he's not. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God who loves each one of us so much that he ripped open the heavens and sent his Son to earth so that we would know how much he loves us. Jesus understood this. Jesus knew that there was a time to step forth. He knew that there was a calling from him, from God, lying out in front of him. And he knew that God would rip open the heavens and be there to help him fill that task. So why was Jesus baptized? He was baptized so that we would be more in tune with and recognize those moments where he is calling us into new life. That we would be fully aware of his continuing claim on our lives. He was baptized because of the moments, and it will be moments, when we are called to step forth and discover the calling God has laid on each one of us. We will then experience the opening of the heavens and be greeted by the words of our Heavenly Father, "These are my children with whom I am well pleased." My prayer for each of us is that we recognize those moments and step forth and see and feel the opening of the heavens and hear our Lord speaking to us. We exercise our faith today as we reaffirm our baptism, remembering what God has done for us, and to be thankful for.